Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 15, let me just start in verse 1. It says, Lord, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? This would have to do with abiding in his presence, where he is. Well, he that walks uprightly and works righteousness and does what? Speaks the truth in his heart. Does this describe everybody?
Yes.
No, it does not. Does this describe all Christians?
No.
Sadly, it does not. I've had preachers look me right in the face and lie to me. And, you know, I'm not talking about judging. It'd probably be hard to find in this room a person who has never told a lie in their entire life.
Right.
As soon as I said that, you quit judging the other guy. You said, yeah, that's right. Okay. But God hates it. That's not just my words, that's his. He hates lying. Not liars. Lying. And if he hates it, you should hate it. And the reason he hates it is because it is the chief weapon of the enemy of his soul and yours. Lying is so contrary to God and everything that he is and everything that he stands for. He hates it. The devil is the father of lying and deception. And it is the spirit of this whole world. Satan's the god of this world. And this whole world's environment is permeated with phoniness and falseness and deception. It's everywhere. Jesus said, I am the truth. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. The Word of God is the word of truth. And it's the truth that makes you free. But in order to be a man or woman of faith, your word has to be a good word. It has to be a word of truth. And if you lie part of the time, even a little part of the time, when you go to release faith to speak, your own heart won't be convinced because you know sometimes what you say is not true. It'll undermine your faith. Because in order to release faith, you have to believe what you say. Only way you can believe what you say is if you know you're a person who tells the truth. In order to have this kind of powerful deliverance and be free where other people don't get free, you need this. You think about this. People who have fallen in the same area, same area, same area, same area. Let's make it simple. Say you want to lose some weight and you eat too much pie. And so you were going to eat a piece of pie. Next thing you know, you ate half a pie. And then you came back later and polished off the other half. And then you did that next week too, and did that next week too, and you say, I'm not going to do that anymore. But then next week, you're going to eat a piece of pie, and next thing you know, it's a half pie. And this time, you ate the whole pie. You'll find it works that way. When you say you're going to do something, but it's not solid, you wind up breaking it and doing even worse because of the temptation that's involved. We must stop saying things we are not committed to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, and never happens. You go to the mall, spend too much money, max out your credit cards, have a fight with your spouse. Say, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. 2 months later, go and do it again. What's one of the biggest problems? You're a liar. Your word's not good. So it can't hold you. Y'all with me, friends? Your word can't hold you because you know it's not good. You must become like this. Psalm 15:4. Don't get too concerned. I'm going to help you out some more before this is over with. But we got to get this fixed. And I'll show you how you can do it. It's easier than you think. There's some wisdom here that makes it far easier than you might imagine. Psalm 15, let's keep reading. He said, well, back up. Where were we? Verse 2. He walks uprightly. He works what's right. And he does what? He speaks the truth in his heart. From his heart, in his heart. Doesn't backbite with his tongue. He keeps talking about what you say. He doesn't do evil to his neighbor. He doesn't take up a reproach against his neighbor. That's more of what you say. Verse 4. In whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honors them that fears the Lord. Notice what else he does. He swears to his own hurt and what? Changes not. The NIV says, he keeps his oath even when it hurts. The BBE says, he takes an oath against himself and makes no change. Said out loud, an unchangeable word. An unchangeable word. When you say it, that's it. There's not going to be a change. Even if it hurts you, you're not going to change. Now, if you do function this way, you won't be quick to say it. You won't say things off the cuff. You won't just say things instantly and offhand. People talk that way because their word doesn't mean anything. And so it has no power to help them either. Their own word has no power to help them when they need it, because they say, you know, to their children, if you don't stop that, I'm going to ground you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And the child knows. There's no need to even pay any attention until they raise their voice and start shouting after they said it 30 times. Word means nothing. And see, that's not the kind of beings we are.
No.
We are created in the likeness and image of God. We are created in a different category. From any animal, even the angels, we are in the God class of speaking spirit. We can choose our own words and release faith and power with them. This is like God Himself does. What if God said stuff off the cuff? What if he was quick to say things and then said, now forget it. I changed my mind. You couldn't have faith. You wouldn't know where to trust it or where not to trust it. When you came boldly before the throne, before you got there, you'd stop and ask the angel, is it a good day to talk to him or not? And I said, I wouldn't go in there today. No, he doesn't say it unless he knows it the end from the beginning. And until he's ready to put all his resources behind it, and then when he says it, it's forever.
Right.
It doesn't need to be changed. It won't be changed. He's our Father. We're to be imitators of our Father, like dear children. We don't need to say things loosely, what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. But when we do say it, It needs to be a commitment. It needs to be an unchangeable word. Even if it costs us, if it hurts us, we're not going to break our word. Mm-hmm. Our word means something. Amen. His word means something. Amen. And we're acting like Him. Our word means something. And in that case, you can believe what you say, and your words become weighty. Your words become controlling and powerful. Do you believe it, saints?
Yes.
The complete English version says, they keep their promises no matter what the cost. They keep their promises no matter what the cost. Now, I should say this. He talks about oaths and swearing. That's Old Testament. Truth principle is the same. But the Master told us in Matthew 5:34, He said, don't swear by heaven, or other things He mentioned. Let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Don't say, I swear by this and I swear by that. Just say what you mean. Mean what you say, and you're committed to it.
Amen.
That's your word. Will you come help us? Don't say you will, unless you're going to be there.
Right?
Right? You coming to church tonight?
Yeah.
I wasn't asking you to commit, but you just did. Right?
Yeah.
If you say you're coming, then if it's within your power, Or you shouldn't say.
Right.
You don't have to commit. We live in a society that thinks it's impolite to not give people the answer they're looking for.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's wow.
And that's bad. That's part of what makes your word a weak word. Don't give people your word unless you got it in your heart to do it, and you're committed to keep it. Now you start operating like this, and it'll surprise people, and then some folks won't like it. But if you're going to get something different than what most people are getting, you got to do something different than what most people are doing. And this is one of those things. Your word must become a word of truth, a word of integrity, a word of commitment and power.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me